demonstrating respect? Throughout much of modern American history, the season of mass demonstrations has been spring and summer. Look at old black and white photos of the anti-war, civil rights, and black power demonstrations of the 1960s and 70s, and you'll see people in t-shirts or simply dressed in shirts and jeans. The dress reflected the ease of the weather. Like in old military theory, the ground or terrain is important when planning battles. Now look at today, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people amass in biting cold, in wind, rain, and even snow. This is thus something new in social movements, perhaps enhanced by social media, but strengthened too by a deep sense that change must come to an intolerable situation, police violence against unarmed black men and boys. For at the heart of every meaningful movement of the 20th century has been the beating hearts of black people. And let's face it, black people aren't really fond of the cold. This should give us some sense of how deeply these issues resonate in black minds. Now, after the shootings of two cops in New York, come calls from politicians to suspend demos out of respect. The question arises, who respects whom? When cops killed Mike Brown, Eric Garner, and Tamir Rice, who showed respect for them? Brown was literally demonized by his killer. Garner, we were told, was too fat to survive his choking and should have just meekly submitted to the attack on him. Tamir, a child, was big for his age and scared cops, they said. Amazing. According to police bargaining unit head Patrick Lynch, Garner's killer was a model officer, an Eagle Scout, and just doing his job. Yeah, choking a man to death for suspicion of selling a cigarette. Real respectful, huh? Oh, by the way, the verb lynch comes from, we are informed, by anti-lynching activist Ida B. Wells, Pittsylvania County, Virginia, around 1780, when a Colonel William Lynch instituted hangings for horse thieves. A crusading journalist, Ida B. Wells, would be amazed at how easily blacks could be killed in the 21st century by police without due process. Her keen eye would survey New York, Cleveland, Ferguson, and beyond, and perhaps she would recognize modern-day lynch law. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.